Yeah, 2301, I'm at stop number 4287, and there was a guy who's been camping here, and there was a lady tried, he's got a shopping cart all the time. Shopping cart was right at the corner, and the lady was coming in to, looked like she wanted the bus, and it was forcing her right off to the edge of the curb. I said, sir, you're here all the time. You know, at least keep the shopping cart out of people's way, keep it safe. He holds out his hand, he shows me some bullets in his hand, and then he also pretended like he was reaching in his waistband for a handgun. Over.
Okay, but you did not see a handgun, correct?
I definitely saw the bullets. I did not see a handgun. Red and black plaid, African-American male, approximately 60 years old. Now he's moving away from the shelter, but I mean, he's been here for weeks and we've been playing cat and mouse. He left like gallon jugs full of urine in the shelter, all sorts of wonderful stuff, and just is really, doesn't really regard the riders with any respect, you know. It's like his place, you know. Over.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're safe. I'll pass it on to the supervisor. Did the female get on your bus?
He just started, when he saw me on the phone, he grabbed his shopping cart, and now he's heading to 99th on Pacific, westbound. Over.
Okay, but I asked, did the female get on your bus?
She did not, and I don't know whether that was because, you know, She looked, I mean, she was hurrying across the street when I was pulling to the stop, so I pulled in, I opened the door, and, you know, I was trying to get past him, and he started moving the cart was coming out towards the edge of the curb, I thought I was going to hit it, so I stopped right there, and then she walked by, so, you know, I mean, I was reacting to the situation and trying to serve her, she looked like she wanted the bus, over.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're safe, and I'll pass it on to the supervisor, okay?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if he was basically threatening me, showing me bullets in his hand and reaching in his waistband, I'm going to say odds are in the favor that he does have a gun in his waistband, but I did not see the gun. You are correct. But I don't want to make that my epitaph either. Over.
I agree. All right. Well, carry on, and I hope the rest of your night is uneventful. 1920.